August 29, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Sublime intimacy. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? John 11:40. Every time you venture out in the life of faith, you will find something in your common sense circumstances that flatly contradicts your faith. Common sense is not faith, and faith is not common sense. They stand in the relation of the natural and the spiritual. Can you trust Jesus Christ where your common sense cannot trust him? Can you venture heroically on Jesus Christ's statements when the facts of your common sense life shout, it's a lie? On the mount, it is easy to say, oh yes, I believe God can do it. But you have to come down into the demon-possessed valley and meet with facts that laugh ironically at the whole of your mount of transfiguration belief. Every time my program of belief is clear to my own mind, I come across something that contradicts it. Let me say I believe God will supply all my need, and then let me run dry with no outlook and see whether I will go through the trial of faith or whether I will sink back to something lower. Faith must be tested because it can be turned into a personal possession only through conflict. What is your faith up against just now? The test will either prove that your faith is right, or it will kill it. Quote, blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me, end quote. The final thing is confidence in Jesus. Believe steadfastly on him, and all you come up against will develop your faith. There is continual testing in the life of faith, and the last greatest test is death. May God keep us in fighting trim. Faith is unutterable trust in God, trust which never dreams that he will not stand by us. That's the end of Oswald's text. Faith does stand and fly in the face of common sense. Anything that can be measured by common sense has nothing to do with faith. Common sense is my natural abilities and my natural way of thinking and doing. Faith, on the other hand, is quite contrary to anything natural. And faith is totally unnecessary in the realm of the natural. In the realm of the spiritual, faith is essential, and it is the only means by which we can access truly spiritual things. To understand life in a spiritual dimension is all about the learning and exercising of faith. We often ask the question to ourselves or to our friends and sometimes to God, why these circumstances, why these troubles, why these events? If we had absolute faith, the question why would never arise again. The faith that God always works everything out for our good, for those who are called according to his purpose. If we truly believe that and stand in complete faith that that is true, the why question never arises again because we know why. The why is that this circumstance, whatever it is, when I come through this circumstance with an attitude and actions that are divine rather than human, that are supernatural rather than natural, then I will see faith in action and experience true faith.